And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Thousands of volunteer hours are needed each year to keep the Little Miami State Park bike trail in shape for the countless riders who turn to it for a scenic 50-mile ride from Newtown to Xenia. This year marks the trail's 40th anniversary. And joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about the trail's history and trail riding, our trail historian, Janet Slater. Hi, Janet.
Hello, Michael.
We also have Friends of Little Miami State Park President Steve Murphy here in the studio. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Michael.
And on the phone with us is the organization's Vice President, Ron Gourley. Hi, Ron.
Hi there, Michael.
513-419-7100 is the number to call if you'd like to join our conversation. A little bit later on, I'll play a short interview that I conducted with former Ohio Governor Bob Taft, who was in the state legislature at the time this came about, and he was instrumental legislatively in its creation. So we'll play that coming up. Janet, take us back 40 years ago and talk about this railroad line that ultimately became such an important destination.
Well, the Little Miami State Park and the trail is influenced primarily by the scenic river and by the railroad. And the Little Miami Railroad was a very successful railroad in its time, but by late 1960s and into the early 70s, it was no longer used and it was abandoned. And there was a group called Little Miami Conservancy that was very interested in buying up land around the river, because by that time, the Little Miami River had been named a state and national scenic river. So it needed to be protected. And the trail follows the river for much of the way. So Little Miami Conservancy decided something's got to be done right now before other people get this land, and we needed to convert it into a trail. So they started buying up land, but it's a lot of land to buy up. And then it was in 1983 that the federal government passed the National Rails to Trails Act. And with that, they set aside $5 million to change railroad tracks into paths that could be used for multiple uses, multi-use paths like ours. So a group got together, and senators met in Washington and met with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources president and others that were there. And they decided to convince the head of, his name was Delaporte, to come and see the river. He was director of the Federal Bureau of Outdoor Recreation for the government. So they thought if he just saw it, that he would be impressed and he would see why this should be turned into a Rails to Trails project. So he did come, and he toured the river, both in a canoe and by helicopter and even in a little railroad car, and saw the whole thing. And he was convinced that this was certainly worthy.
So you had state lawmakers and federal lawmakers involved in analyzing this area and deciding that this was worth keeping.
Yes.
And Steve, now we're 40 years later. Just briefly tell us what impact you think that its creation has had since.
Well, there's a personal impact, and that is in 2008, there were three serious accidents on the trail: broken tibia, broken pelvis, and partial paralysis, all because of the bridges. The bridges would get some water and some slime mold, and it was like biking on ice. And they had no recourse to the state. And so a group of people said, this can't stand. So we formed the Friends of the Little Miami State Park. Our first order of business was to pave the bridges. And we've had no more serious accidents on the bridges over the last 10 years.
And it takes a lot of work to keep this trail maintained. And we have the vice president of the organization on the phone, Ron Gourley. Ron, I'm reading that it takes 5,000 to 6,000 volunteer hours per year. Tell us a little bit about what those volunteers are doing out there.
Sure. One of the most beneficial services that we provide is a hotline for people who are on the trail and they see a safety issue. So that number you can always call. It's 513-212-6958, and you'll get one of our hotline operators. In the last year, we took 130 calls. A lot of times that's for a tree that has come down across the trail, in which case we have volunteers who will go out with chainsaws and clear the trail. Sometimes there's other safety issues, like where people feel like they're not able to see traffic well enough at the intersections. So that's another safety service that we provide. And we know that having a nice, smooth surface is super important to our users, comes up top of most of our trail surveys that we've done. So in order to improve the trail surface, a lot of the bumps that come up are from trees that are very close to the trail. So, you know, we've gone through and trimmed some of those tree roots. We grind the bumps down and we fill them up with crack sealer. Some of the other things that our users have said they're very appreciative of us is providing portable toilets along the way. So,
I can see where that would come in handy as well, Ron, so I can see why people would appreciate that. I want to get to the interview that I conducted with former Ohio Governor Bob Taft. We spoke a little bit earlier to talk about his role in the creation of this trail. Governor Taft, thanks so much for talking to us today.
My pleasure.
I want to start by referencing a piece of the written history about the Little Miami State Park and the trail we're talking about today, because it references you and your wife, of course, and the role that you played in it. And this was back in 1983. I guess Congress had adopted this Rails to Trails Act, which allocated $5 million to assist in the conversion of abandoned railroad lines to multipurpose recreational uses all across the country. And you were there to celebrate this along with your wife, Hope. And you're described as someone who was and continues to be enthusiastic supporters of the river and the trail. So take us back to that time. Why were you so enthusiastic about this possibility?
Well, back in the 1970s, Michael, I was a member of the Ohio State Legislature, representing Hamilton and Claremont County, much of the part of the Little Miami River and where the trail was. And at the time, of course, it was a railroad. The owner of the railroad, Penn Central, decided to abandon it. So there was a terrific opportunity. Little Miami Incorporated at the time brought this to our attention. The Department of Natural Resources got involved. Governor Jim Rhodes at the time got involved. And we needed to raise some state funds, to match a federal grant that was going to be coming from Washington of about $1 million. So I was in the legislature, on the finance committee of the legislature, and we were able to work with Governor Rhodes and ODNR to come up with $1 million of the match. So that plus the federal money gave us $2 million to acquire almost the entire right-of-way of Little Miami Railroad, which of course now is an amazing Little Miami Scenic Trail, which is part of the Little Miami State Park, which is enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of residents in the Miami Valley area, from Cincinnati and Dayton, where I'm living now, and actually attracts visitors from all over the country.
Yeah, and so a lot of times on this show, we have people on who talk about multimodal transportation needs and concerns, and they call for more bike paths, more bike trails, more walking and hiking opportunities. But, you know, this is back in the early 1980s where we're talking specifically about the funds that you worked to collect. What did you see as the opportunity at that period?
Well, I mean, it was an amazing opportunity. You have a beautiful river, the Little Miami, which is now both a federal and a national wild and scenic river, and then you have this, rail corridor, perfect for a bike trail, and not just biking, but obviously hiking, rollerblading, horseback riding, you name it. There are all kinds of folks out there enjoying that trail right now, and so I give a lot of credit to Little Miami Inc., which is now the Little Miami Conservancy. Those folks saw the need, and then it was a terrific benefit to my state legislative district, and I believe to the entire state of Ohio. Certainly, it was a great investment of $1 million of state funds to match that federal grant. And as you may know, that was the first federal grant out of the $5 million that came from the Rails to Trails Act at the federal level, and it was remarkable for Ohio to pull down 20% of that money, just one state. So there was a lot of foresight. I don't take full credit for that, but I certainly responded to the people that pointed out what we could have here now. And today, this is one of the most amazing trails anywhere in the country. The river is fantastic to enjoy.
All these years later, what do you see fully as its impact?
Well, I think it's a tremendous impact for quality of life for the people in Cincinnati and Dayton. You know, you may have some trails that are remote from urban areas, but you've got more than 2 million people who live very close to this trail. I'm one of them. I'm out there on the trail all the time riding my bicycle. That's for exercise, and I really, it's a beautiful trail. It's a tremendous asset for our area, for quality of life, for families, for people just to enjoy the beautiful outdoors, to enjoy the river, because for much of the trail, you can see the river, you can see people paddling on the river, and it is a terrific recreational asset for southwestern Ohio.
Governor Bob Taft was a state representative back when all this started. Governor Taft, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
And we're back here live now on Cincinnati Edition. And there's a big, big event coming up this weekend to celebrate. I've only got about 15 seconds, but it looks like Saturday and Sunday, chock full of events for people to enjoy. You expecting a big crowd?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Yeah, I would expect so, too. You can find out the full list of activities and all that that's planned at littlemiamistatepark.org. We've got a link inside the WVXU.org Cincinnati Edition tab. Check it out there. Ron Gourley, Steve Murphy, and Janet Slater, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.